Northern California beach closes indefinitely amid sea lion takeover. Hundreds of sea lions have taken over a beach in Monterey, California, during their yearly trip from the Channel Islands, and experts predict they will remain for about 2 weeks. In years past, the annual visitors would usually check in for a temporary stay at Monterey's Old Fisherman's Wharf, according to City of Monterey Parks and Recreation Director Louis Marcuzzo. They're here for about 2 weeks, and then they usually just take off and they're gone one day, he told the Epoch Times. This year, the sea lions have congregated at San Carlos Beach, a first, according to Marcuzzo. Also nicknamed Breakwater Cove, the beach is a popular destination for scuba divers, with many local dive shops taking advantage of the small surf for scuba diving training. To make room for the sea lions, which are protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, the beach closed indefinitely starting August 19, with residents advised to keep a safe distance away from the sea lions, according to the city. We want residents and visitors to be safe while visiting the coastline and encourage enjoying and watching the sea lions from a distance of at least 50 yards, the city said in a recent Facebook post. According to information provided to the city from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the sea lions are mostly males and likely traveled from the Channel Islands, a series of islands off the coast of Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles counties, Marcuzzo said. While entry into the water from the San Carlos beach is closed, he said, the water itself is not off limits. People on boats and paddleboards are still in the ocean, with nearby beaches like Maccabee about halfway between San Carlos Beach and the Monterey Bay Aquarium remaining open to the public. The city will update residents when the beach reopens, it announced on Facebook. Residents and visitors were reminded that anyone caught feeding, harassing, capturing, or killing the sea lions or any other protected marine mammals could face a hefty fine or jail time.